Let us pray together, get a few minutes of that and start our meeting immediately. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. From the bottom of our hearts, our Lord, we thank you for the blessing that you give us every time we come to your holy house, the house of the angels and saints, a piece of the heavens. Whenever we are standing here, we are considered in the sanctuary. And as we gather together under your presence with us, guided by the Holy Spirit who dwells in the heart of every one of us, we thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ, that you give us a time from time to time to be in a part of heavens, not in the earth, preparing ourselves to inherit the kingdom forever with you. Thank you, our Lord, that you give us always whatever the whole world is not able to give the same to us. Thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ, that every time we stand before your holy throne, we feel your fatherhood, your great care, your great love, and we are delighted with your salvation. Bless your children who are standing before your throne now, asking the forgiveness of their sins and asking the power and the victory on every obstacle that may delay our salvation, and asking your help to be with us all time. Through the intercession of the Mother of God and the blessing and prayers of the saints of tonight, and because of our presence in your holy home, we ask you always to make us worthy to pray to you thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine the kingdom, the power, the glory, now and ever and forevermore. Amen. حدش يقعد ورا كلنا نقعد جنب بعض هنا قدام. We don't need ان احنا نبقى far from. Welcome. Can I sit? ممكن. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. I'm very happy to be with you tonight, although I was invited just yesterday noon when they did not find any servant to be with you. But anyhow, I'm happy to be supply at any time. No problem for me. I chose for you a topic I hope we can discuss it together. And it is taken from some verses from the first epistle of St. John, chapter 2. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. We want to discuss these three points: strong, the word of God abides in us, and have overcome the wicked one. Actually, to know this fact, we have to come back to the very beginning to know why did St. John say that now. From the beginning, the Lord God created man and woman, created Adam and Eve in the best condition. He created them without sin. When they were created, they were very strong, and they were surrounded with a cloud of glory, cloud of purity. And the proof of that Adam and Eve were both naked, and no one felt any shameful or any something strange. They were surrounded with something cloud, surrounding them with revered, with the good mind, with the pure mind. And the goal of God of this creation is to let Adam and Eve be delighted with the whole creation. That's why he created everything from the light until the sixth day just for Adam and Eve. And then at last he created them. And he said, be masters to this creation. Manage this creation. Live in this creation. And he gave the authority to Adam, who was a very wise man, to give names to all the creations, animals and birds and trees, plants, everything. And Adam gave them names. Even his wife, he gave name to his wife when he saw her after the Lord made her from his rib, and he awoke from the deep slumber that the Lord befell them on him. And then he said, yes, this is now a woman because she is taken from a man. And when she gave birth to the first son, he called her Eve because she became the mother of every living. So he himself was so wise to give everything to be the master of the nature. After they unfortunately disobeyed the word of God, they unfortunately lost the simplicity, lost the purity, and lost the wisdom, and knew bad and good. Before they fell into sin, they only knew the truth. They only knew God. But after they disobeyed and ate from the forbidden fruit, their eyes opened to the bad and the good. And not just a knowledge, but moreover, they were weak to face the temptation of Satan from the moment he triumphed them. He betrayed them and let them disobey God. In this story, the Lord gave a promise to Adam and Eve that he will save them. He will save them. And from the moment of this promise, he asked them to go out of the garden and guarded the tree of life with two angels, or one angel, to guard, preventing them from eating from the tree of life because they were weak, didn't want them to live forever in this weakness under the authority of Satan. So he let them go out. Malish, be patient to follow up with me because I have to explain it from the beginning to let you understand or recognize what is the meaning of being strong and the word of God abides in me and I overcome the wicked one. So the state of the whole mankind, starting of Adam and Eve, became bad. He was in bad situation. He was weak to face the tricks of God. And because he knew the bad and the good, and he used to fall many times, disobeying again the Lord of God, the sin entered to the world. And the first, worst sin was when Cain killed Abel. And as I said, the Lord promised Adam and Eve with salvation. He said to the serpent, I will put enmity between you and Eve and between your descendants and her descendants. You will crush. He will crush. The descendant of Eve will crush your head and you will crush his feet. تحتيان. مهم. تعال قدام. قدام مارك كده. The Lord was preparing the whole world all the time for this salvation. After that, we saw Noah. Noah and the story of the ark. And then from Noah came Sam, Ham, Japheth. From Sam came Abraham. Until Abraham, the world became bad again. And the father of Abraham was pagan worshiper. But Abraham himself was good man. So the Lord asked Abraham to go out of the house of his father to the land that the Lord will show him to live in. He took Lot, his nephew, and he went to the land. And you know the rest of the story. From Abraham came Isaac. From Isaac came Jacob. Jacob became Israel. Israel had 12 sons and one daughter, Dinah. And from these 12 became the 12 tribes, children of Israel. And from children of Israel, the Lord start to give them a specific law until came Moses. And he asked Moses to come up to the mount, giving him the Ten Commandments to specify the sin, to define the sin, asking the children of Israel to keep these commandments. All of these was to prepare the whole world for the salvation. And in the full of time, the Lord was incarnate from St. Mary to fulfill the promise that he gave Adam from the beginning. The Lord Jesus Christ was incarnate. The Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. The Lord Jesus Christ paid the price of my sin, all the sin of the whole world. The Lord Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead, ascended into heavens, sent his Holy Spirit after his ascension 10 days. And here became the turning point. Before I continue, I want to ask you a question. Where is what so-called religion here? In this whole story from Adam, first Adam to second Adam, Jesus Christ, where is what so-called religion in this story? Is there any what so-called religion? العالم دلوقتي بيقول إيه؟ في الجوديزم والكريستيانيتي والإسلام ده ديانة ودي ديانة ودي ديانة ده ريليجن وده ريليجن وده فين الريليجن دي؟ Where is the religion here? There is no religion. There is no religion. There is a relationship with God. And this relationship with God started with the creation. And with that, in the full of time, or the fullness of time, the performance or the fulfillment of the promise of the salvation. And the Lord came, finished the salvation, no, his cross, giving us the strength, the power, the manual. In another word, I want you to know that there is no what so-called religion. Don't trust that. Don't believe that. ما فيش حاجة اسمها أديان. There is no religions. Any religion is handmade. When the man searches for God and puts in his mind that the sun is useful to him, then he worships the sun. The moon is good for night, he worships the moon. The cow is the source of his life, he worships the cow. And so on. ما فيش حاجة اسمها دين. ما فيش حاجة اسمها دين. There is nothing called religion. The religion دي expression بيقولوه. لكن ما عندناش احنا religion. From the beginning, with the creation, the Lord was preparing the whole world to fulfill his promise to Adam and Eve. And when St. Mary was born, he found her the best virgin who could bear the incarnation, the Father of the Son of God, in his pure womb, and she became the Mother of God. From here, he was born to perform the work of salvation is of his promise. يبقى نمرة واحدة مفيش حاجة اسمها religion خالص خالص. طب how can we deal with the Jewish people? How can we deal with the Muslim people? How can we deal with the Hindus people? We deal with them as human beings like us only, with love, with serving them, loving them, dealing with them, but keeping in our mind that there is no religion. In another word, there is no one who will go to heavens except through the Savior Jesus Christ. This is the fact. It's not a fanatic view or opinion. No, this is a fact. No one will go to heaven except through our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Before of the Holy Story that I explained to you from the beginning. من الأول. There is nothing. ما فيش حاجة اسمها ربنا بعت الدين ده وبعدين بعت الكتاب ده على مين وبعت الكتاب ده على مين بعت الكتاب ده على مين. There is nothing like that. ما فيش. He was preparing the whole world with the prophecies, with the prophets, with the events, with the views, with the visions, with the dreams, with every mean he wanted to prepare us for all over the world in 5,500 years. From Adam to Jesus Christ, 5,500 years. Preparing the whole creation for this moment. Now, what happened to me, Ba? Very important to know that. When the Lord Jesus Christ came to have to the earth, he gave us two main gifts. Number one, he became the good example, the best example to us. The best example to us. The best man. The ideal man in his life. And then at the end, he accepted to die for me. When I come to the point of death, I say, the death was a normal result of my sin. Yes? Jesus Christ was without sin. Why? Why do we say that Jesus Christ was without sin? Why? ليه بنقول إن المسيح بلا خطية؟ Why do we say that؟ حدش عارف؟ معقول؟ How was he born؟ He was born from the Virgin. He was not born with the normal relationship between man and woman. So he did not inherit the original sin. So the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, we call it incarnation, because he was before his birth. For me, I wasn't here before my birth. Alas. Before my father and mother were married and begot me, I wasn't here. But Jesus Christ was. That's why we call incarnation. We don't call it birth. And we call it Christmas, Christmas. It's something not applied except for our Lord Jesus Christmas. Christ became mass, took flesh, took flesh. That's the meaning of Christmas. So, because our Lord Jesus Christ was without sin, so he was not supposed to die. Right? Then when he died on his own will, he resurrected by his own power and will. And then he gave the example of the perfect man in his life and in his death. Then he did that for me, not for himself, because the Lord is not supposed to die. The Lord is eternal, without beginning and without end. So because he accepted death willingly, he resurrected by his own power willingly to give me this resurrection. And here is the word strong. Here is the word power. How was I changed completely from the weakness life or from the weak life to the strong life? What was the turning point in my life? When is the turning point for me that changed me from weak to strong? Yeah. Baptism. When I was baptized, why? Why we say when we were baptized? Is it a blessing kida bnakhudha? ولا ايه؟ حد عارف؟ When I was baptized, I accepted to die with Jesus Christ. That's why my body was immersed 3 times in the water, in the same way of the 3 days of the tomb that Jesus Christ accepted. So my baptism is a turning point, changed me from weak to power, from disabled or disability to strength, from the power of Satan on me to defeat the power of Satan from me. That's why the baptism is turning point for me as Christian. That's why from this point, from this moment on, I have become the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's why Abuna anoints me with 36 crosses in what we call the confirmation or the Mayrun. By the way, Mayrun is the Greek word of perfume, essence of perfume. Look, when I was in Cyprus 2 weeks ago, we entered the shop and we wanted to take oil, blessed oil. Shop من يعني من الكنيسة من the church. وبعدين the lady came and said, this has oil and myron. أنا طبعا was shocked. Myron, I know the myron here. Myron something يعني بتعمل في الكنيسة with a great festival in the monastery with the Holy Synod headed by the Pope. And then after that, I knew that Mayroon or Mayroon means essence, الأسانس. فهم بيسموه ميرون. هو زيت فيه ريحة يعني زي الزيت بتاع بورسعيد بتاع بورسعيد سامية. المهم ميرون is the sacrament of the Holy Spirit. Good. Then I died with our Lord Jesus Christ, resurrected with him. And then the Holy Spirit dwelt in me and made in my heart temple for him. So my heart has become the temple of the Holy Spirit. From this moment, all my life is changed. In another word, the normal life of me is to live in purity. The normal life of me is to be insulted and then I bless. The normal life with me is to be attached to our Lord Jesus Christ and I love to pray. The normal life with me has become exactly like our Lord Jesus Christ because he lives in my heart. على فكرة, it is not a wa'za. What I say to you is not a sermon. What I say to you is point facts. Fact, 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 fact. Before my baptism and my ruin, I was like the whole world outside. With the baptism and my ruin, I have become the temple of the Holy Spirit. So my normal life is to be strong. That's why St. John, شوف كل الستوري دي, I'm explaining in 20 minutes at least or more to come to this world. What is the mystery of my strength? Why St. John say about me? Because you are strong. Where did I have this strength from? From the Holy Spirit within me. When I forget that I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, then this is a problem because I behave like the others outside. I forget that I have a certain power in me. It's exactly like the example of if I have in my purse 1,000 or $2,000 in my purse, and then I beg from the others, asking for $1 for sandwich, or مشارف إيه for McDonald's, or a cup of tea, while I have in my pocket good amount of money. It is the same idea. I have the power. I have the Holy Spirit within me, but sometimes I forget that I have it. So St. John reminds us today with a very important fact. I have written to you, young men, to you, because you are strong. منين الاسترينث دي؟ Where the strength from? From the Spirit of God and the power of resurrection in me. How did I get the power of the resurrection? By the baptism. When I was baptized, I died with Jesus Christ and resurrected with him. So the power of resurrection is within me. And also the guide of the Holy Spirit is in my heart. This is the mystery of my strength. This is the source of my strength. That's why he said, I have written to you, young men, because you are strong. Can you define the strength in the concept of the world and the strength in my concept as Christian? Who can help me back? Strengthen the mind of the world. What it is. انت قول. ها؟ Physical strength. ملاكمة ومصارعة وبتاع. Physical fitness. Training. Yes? What else? To have authority on the people. Yes? Strength. To be very rich. Very rich and do whatever you want to do. This is the strength in the mind of the world. For me, what is the strength? Is to use the source of strength in my heart. When I use this, the source of strength in my heart, then I am really strong. When I do whatever good for me as a temple of God, then I am strong. When I do whatever my body wants, separate from the fact that I am the temple of God, then I fall in weaknesses. Then I fall in some sins. Bad thoughts, bad deeds, bad words, but whatever. But for you as young men, you are strong. When I defeat the tricks of Satan, who wants to betray me to do whatever is harmful to me, when I defeat him, then I'm strong. So the mystery of strength is not to do whatever you want to do, but to do whatever is good for you. Not whatever you want to do, but whatever is good for you. What's there sort of goodness here? Good means according to the nature, the new nature that I received on my baptism and on my confirmation day. This is number one. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong. Number two, the word of God abides in you. The second source. The first source, that I am a temple of God. The second is the word of God abides in me. What the meaning of abides in me? The word of God. What is the word of God? What is the word of God? Yeah, Tamer, what's the word of God? The Bible. What else? Teachings of the Bible. What else? What is the name of the second person of the Holy Trinity? God. Jesus. Jesus Christ is the word of God. The Logos. So, number one, I'm strong because I have become a temple of God. Number two, I have Jesus Christ abides in me. Abides means it's fixed in me. Abides, thabit. Steadfast. Kuwai. Jesus Christ in me. And this is the mystery of my strength. I'm strong and I am that the word of God abides in me. Number three, hence, taman, accordingly, taman, when I have the Holy Spirit in me, when the word of God abides in me, then I will overcome the wicked one. I will discover the tricks of Satan against me. I will be aware for whatever is good and bad for me. So as young men and women, as youth, I ask you not to forget this verse. Please, try to keep it in your heart, in your mind first, and then in your heart. Whenever you are attacked, whenever you are facing troubles or facing choice here or there to do that and or to do that, put in your mind this verse. Number one, I am strong. Number two, the word of God abides in me. And number three, I can overcome the wicked one. So what I say now looks as if it's a something theory, not practical. Right? Not practical. What I say is lessons. Do that, do that, do that, do that. Okay. Why do I fall in sin now, Ba? Why? Why do I forget these facts now? Liam Marie. In your opinion, why? Shtema. Yeah. What else? Lee. We will lose our ID. When we forget that we are different. When we forget that we are different. And when we say what we call the peer pressure around us, and when we see the society around us, when we see everything around us, and then we forget that we are not out of this world, but we are not immersed in the needs of this world. We are not out of this world, but we are against anything obstacle, the aim and the goal of my life here on earth. Shufu, we are not living just to grow up and to study and to have positions and to marry and to have children and grandchildren, grandchildren, and leave the world. No, we are not here for that. We are here to prepare ourselves for the eternal life. Please don't forget that. And if we do forget that in our young men, young age now, it will be difficult for us to continue in the way of salvation. We are here on earth for a certain message for us to be prepared for heavens and for the others to see the mystery of strength and the word of God with us. That's why St. John said, I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you and you overcome the wicked one. That's why we love to pray. Not we have to pray. We love to pray. That's why we love to fast. That's why we love to read the word of God in the Bible thoroughly, regularly, as much as we can. We do love to repent. Why? Because we are not perfect. What I said, الفريم, in which we have to move in. But it does not mean that we are perfect. We may fall in sin. It's a war, a fight. Sometimes we fall. What should we do? Correct ourselves. Again. As if my clothes need to be yani washed and ironed, and I do that for them. I begot them, regain them again, clean them again from time to time. That's why, as young men, we ask ourselves, what should I do to keep this strength within me? I need, actually, to repent. I need to confess. I need to have the power of resurrection in me from time to time, even at least yani weekly, as much as I can, taman, but at least weekly, yani, nakhud power with the Holy Communion. We need that to keep our strength. But if we want to do, yani, as young men, خلاص يا ابونا بقى ما تدقش ما تكبر مخك بقى يعني ليش كان اوكي اعمل زي ما انت عايز. You are free to do whatever you want. Yani, what we say now is not something I have to put on your shoulder. No. What I said today was a fact of my life. Either to choose that or to choose the other ways of life. كل واحد حر. Everyone is free. But at the end of the day, don't forget that you are here for a message. You are here to prepare yourself for the eternal life. You are here to be accepting in gratefulness the salvation of the Lord for you. He died for you because He loves you. He is ready to forgive your sins because He loves you. He booked for you a place in heavens because He loves you. He wants you to be very successful, man or woman, because He loves you. Either in the school or in a spiritual life, when you grow, have children, to grow children in the best way to prepare them for the heavens, and so on. This is a cycle. We were children, we'll become fathers and mothers one day, and grandfathers and mothers one day, and so on. And our children will do the same, our grandchildren will do the same. It is a cycle. But in this cycle, we have one fact. One fact. That we don't live here permanently. We live here temporarily for a certain time, long time or short time, but this time will be the only chance for me to prepare myself to the eternal life. I conclude the same verse. I have written to you because you are ولومعي because you are strong. انتم مكسفين تقولوا عيب تقولوا قدام بعض بقى مفعش. احنا مش اطفال في درس الاحد لا قولوها معلش. I have written to you because you are strong and the word of God abides in you and have overcome the wicked one. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any question? Any question? في أي تم
So regarding the Bible study in English, I know Thursday is not suitable. Mariam told me because there is another meeting. So we need to, whoever wants to attend, just let me know what the best time for you, the best day. So we can discuss that downstairs if you want.
Sorry, guys. So on November 11th, we're going to have a gala dinner for St. Mary's. And information is going to be posted on the Facebook group and the WhatsApp group. And it's going to be at Centurion Hall. Has anyone here been to the last gala at Centurion Hall? No? Yeah, the one two times before was. Okay, so if anyone needs a ride on November 11th for the gala, it starts at 5:30. We're going to arrange like a ride program for whoever needs pickup and drop off, because there's going to be a lot of people carpooling. And it's a formal dress, so suits and ties. Just kidding. Dress shirts and dress pants. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of activities planned. And also, there is a $20 admission fee. And if there's any problem with that, like something hopefully to the church to cover, but we're trying to encourage everybody to come, so you can tell all your friends, not school friends, church friends. It's gonna be a great time, so yeah, please come if you can. 5:30 November 11th, Remembrance Day. That's a Sunday. Okay.
The most important moment of our life, it here in the altar. All the activities that we do, all the meetings that we have, all the vespers that we pray, all the, even the tasbaha, the praise, all of these are for this moment. Without the Holy Communion, whatever we do is null. Zero. To be frank with you, because the Lord said, whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will abide in me and I in him, will live everlasting life. We live forever, will inherit the heavens. That's why the Holy Communion is the cornerstone in our relationship with God. Put in mind that. And because the Holy Communion is the most important gift that we receive from our Lord Jesus Christ, we work on that by praying, by reading, by confessing, by repenting, by all that, by meeting these meetings, these activities. كل دول علشان نخش المناولة. علشان كده أحب قوي إن كل خادم أو خادمة respect this point. If you go to example to his children in attending the holy liturgy and receiving the holy communion as much as you can, to renew the power of resurrection in you. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and God, amen. We thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ, for this blessing that you gave us. And you dwelt in our hearts and made from our hearts temples to your Holy Spirit. Without you, really, our Lord Jesus Christ, we are nothing. But with you and through you, we can say with St. Paul, I can do all things in Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Through the intercession of the Mother of God and all the saints, bless us this night and remember your children who are standing now before you. Visit their hearts, our Lord Jesus Christ. Work in their hearts. Let them really feel how great is your love to them and how great when they follow and listen to your voice and follow your steps, carrying the cross after you. Because worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord, thine the kingdom, the power, the glory, now. And now may the love of God the Father and the grace of his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit with you all. Amen. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. معلش, I excuse you ان انا مش هقدر انزل تحت, سكنت هتقعدوا تحت, يعني I caught a bad cold وانا مش عايز اعديكم, خليني بعيد كده, عندي running nose bad here.